Welcome to Existence. I'm Andrew Hiller.
About 5 miles from where bald eagles nest in the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge is the place where Harriet Tubman first flew to freedom. The main road is narrow and lined with large fields of thigh-high amber grass. In the 1850s, this was timber country, and you can still see large pockets of oak. Bucktown Village store owner, Susan Meredith.
One of the most important things about Dorchester County that the people who come here from the National Park Service and other people is that we are able to say this is the way it's looked for 200 years. You know, it's basically unchanged, and that is one of the biggest pluses that we have.
Dorchester County was the birthplace of Harriet Tubman, but tour guide Roy Sampson says even to the locals, much of Tubman's life remains a mystery.
It was amazing growing up in this particular area that I don't recall knowing that much about Harriet Tubman, except the fact that on Corktown Road there was a Tubman family that they are related to her.
Most people think that she led enslaved people from the South that came up here and she took them north, and that's not the case.
William Jarman is chair of the county's Museum and Attractions Committee.
She started with her family members, then her neighbors and church members and all like that. So most of the people she led was right here from Dorchester County.
About 10 miles from Tubman's birthplace is the Bucktown Village store. It's been with the Meredith family for 4 generations. The store looks its age with faded and cracked blue paint, rusted out machines, and limited electricity. Its shelves are lined with mismatched antique cans, figures, and memorabilia.
We've gotten 2 grants, one from the National Historic Trust, the Bartis True Foundation that did the foundation of the store, and then the Maryland Historic Trust, which helped us do the rest of the renovations, like the roof was had big holes in it and everything.
The store was the site of Harriet Tubman's first act of defiance, where she received a head injury that would affect her throughout her life. While at the Bucktown Village store, an overseer caught a slave attempting to run away. He ordered Harriet to hold the boy so he could be whipped.
Now, we don't know what she said, but we know that her little mouth at 13 years old was arguing with him so much that the slave boy started inching little by little by little towards the door. And then the next thing you know, he grabbed up a 2-pound counterweight laying there, hurled it at the boy to stop him, and accidentally hit her in the forehead. And what happened to her that day, she started suffering from sleeping spells, which they call narcolepsy, and now they call epilepsy. So she had these sleeping spells, and she said during these sleeping spells, God would speak to her, and he would say, go this way, go that way, say this, do this. And so she believed that if that hadn't happened in the store that day, she would not have been as successful in the Underground Railroad.
William Jarman.
I believe she was a troublemaker, and even at a young age, because I just cannot imagine some of the things that she did.
She tells that when she was sitting here as a little child sitting on a fence, and she said, you know, I got the right of one or two things, and that's liberty or death. So I don't think that I, in my mind, think that she could be in anywhere, and she thought in her mind that, you know, that she did have a right to one of those two things.
Meredith says it was Harriet's personality that got her into trouble.
She was charismatic. She was outgoing. She was talkative. She wouldn't shut up. Her personality was way stronger than her fright of being beat or in trouble.
Roy Sampson says every step along the Underground Railroad was filled with hardship and risk because you just didn't know who you could trust.
How do you address a problem where you have maybe even half of the population trying to help enslaved people but could not share that information? You just can't. You couldn't share it because you didn't really trust anyone, especially when money was involved.
Harriet Tubman conducted 13 Underground Railroad missions. Meredith says Tubman was never caught because she knew the lay of the land, especially the marsh.
You know, they always went looking for her and they never found her. And the reason was, is that she hadn't even left yet. They were all, you know, headed out just to find her really quick, you know. And the thing was, she was hid out on an island just eating her crabs and her muskrat and, you know, hunting and relaxing until they were all finished, gone way far away looking for her.
Sampson says regardless of the task, Moses was a great tactician.
The success she had in the Civil War in Beaufort, South Carolina. Now, this colonel actually let him plan and lead his troops. That's unheard of. I'm a veteran, and you don't do that. And she was successful. She didn't lose a soldier, and she freed 800. A lot of people don't know that story, but that's well documented.
From the 3rd to the 6th of June, a Harriet Tubman conference will be held in Cambridge, Maryland, that will feature lectures and workshops. There will also be opportunities to tour some historic sites.
In case that anybody is interested in hearing more about the Underground Railroad, my husband and I have a little outfitting business, and we are certified programs with the National Park Service network, Underground Railroad Network to Freedom. And we have a boat and a bike tour that takes them and lets you see the Underground Railroad by kayak and by bicycle.
Meredith insists that her tour of the marsh is safe. That's something Harriet Tubman couldn't promise.
Just imagine, you know, that you've run away, and she said that she could hear the dogs and the horses and them looking for her, and she's out on this island, and she knew how to trap, she knew how to hunt, she knew how to fish, she knew how to do all the things that she needed.
The danger was great, you know, but of all the things she did, she never ever got caught. You know, it was just amazing, and that story there really fascinated me. How did she do that? Because I couldn't do it, you know. If I left, I don't think I would come back.
Why did she keep risking her life? Susan Meredith has a theory.
Well, she had a sister, and her name was Rachel. And Rachel apparently would not leave with her sister, Harriet, because her husband would be leased out somewhere else or her children would be somewhere else. So she kept coming back for Rachel over and over and over. She found out that Rachel had passed away, and she never came again. She came back here and put her life on the line the same reason you or I would.
Thank you for listening to Existence Moments in Time. If you want to hear more stories like this one, please go to existence.com. Also, feel free to send us your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, for Existence Moments in Time, I'm Andrew Hiller.